Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Get up on your feet, everybody. Let's do this song together. I've got that Pentecostal power, mighty burning fire, and I feel the Spirit moving in my soul. Just a tambourine.
Pentecostal
power. I feel the Spirit moving, and certainly we know this week is all about Pentecost. Good afternoon, and God bless you, listening audience. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We want you to know today that it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is his faithfulness towards us. And certainly we thank and praise God for another day that he has allowed us to see in the land of the living. For we had fainted unless we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Certainly, you can also call us in studio, 619-924-0800. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So please connect with us there. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. And so we just want you to enjoy and be blessed by what is said today. Please connect with Global Gospel on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. So please send us a friend request, send us a comment. Certainly, we will be happy to know that you are sharing with us. We want to shout out our sponsors on today. Shout out to Abyssinia. Shout out to MPT Enterprise. Shout out to Melanated Beards. Shout out to Third Lounge. Shout out to Grandma Etta's Quilting. Shout out to the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Certainly, we thank God for you, you, and you, and we appreciate you. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Stevenson family, the Norman family, the Furman family, the Hartley family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, Thompson family, the Allen family, the Bradley family, the Brinson family, the Washington family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Latham family, the Robinson family, the Natale family. Thank God for you, you and you, our listening audience. Certainly, if you send me a post, a comment, certainly I will know that you are listening, and certainly we will shout you out as well. We thank God for all those that are listening around the globe. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan. Shout out to those that are in Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Colombia, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, Sierra Leone, the Ivory Coast, Nigeria, the Republic of the Congo, Uganda, Kenya, Mozambique, South Africa, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, Australia, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, Switzerland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, the United Kingdom, Sweden, and all those that I didn't call. We thank God for you, you, and you as well. We pray God's continued blessings your life. We want you to also know that you can connect with us through mail. You can write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Global Gospel 17@gmail.com. We are looking to hear from you, our listening audience. Well, those of you that have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and it reads, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And today we came with the message of Jesus Christ. We came with the message that Jesus saves, he heals, he delivers, and he sets free. How is he able to do these things? Because he came and certainly he lived for us. Certainly he died for us. He shed his blood for us. He went to Calvary. And certainly we know today that by his stripes we are healed. And we are here today to have life and have it more abundantly. Whatever the need is in your life, if you have a physical need, a financial need, an emotional need, if you have a housing need, an employment need, the gospel of Jesus Christ is comprehensive. And certainly the Lord will meet you wherever you need to be met. And so we encourage you to just know who Jesus is today, to read his word, to study his word, to apply his word to your life and live thereby. Certainly because his words, they are spirit and they are life. And certainly in a day and a time and an hour like this, certainly we need more Jesus than we've ever needed before. So again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing here with Global Gospel. And certainly we know that this is Memorial Day weekend. And certainly we know that in addition, it's a holiday weekend. And we know that tomorrow is certainly, we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. So we encourage you to be safe and be blessed and to continue in your and your travels to keep always keep God first and certainly ask for his protection and his mercy and his direction. And so at this time, we are going to go to a break. And certainly after that, we will be back and share more with you. Stay tuned. Tongues of Fire.
There is a sound from the upper room. It's calling to all nations to come near. There is a sound from the Holy One. It's bringing us together to be filled. Everybody say,
there is a sound from the upper.
Calling to the nations,
calling to all nations to come near.
There is
a sound from the Holy One.
Calling to all people
together to be filled.
Say,
I hear the wind
coming from heaven,
filling the place
right where you stand.
From glory,
filling the earth,
hey,
with his presence. That's breaking every chain that has you bound. There is a move from the Holy One. Let your glory fall and rest on me. Say,
I hear the wind
coming from heaven,
filling the place
right where you.
My God,
come
from the fire.
very hour. I want to see chains break. My God. Come on, let's turn this thing up, family. Shower revival upon this nation. Pour out your spirit upon our children.
Ishmael Everett, and certainly we started out with Pentecostal Power, Pastor Vincent Bohannon. Well, if you read the title for today, you know where we are going, but if you please join me just for a few minutes in chapter 2, the book of Acts, the Acts of the Holy Spirit, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1 is where you will find me on this afternoon. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Other mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Galilee, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, saying it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. I'm going to stop there. The message for today, sudden promise. Sudden promise. Stay tuned.
I don't care what you need. He will do it. Suddenly, it don't take all day or night, but he will do it.
Yeah.
Today that by your word we are healed, for you sent your word and they were healed. We thank you for salvation, healing, and deliverance through your word. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God. Meet every need in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He did it suddenly. He did it suddenly. I want to revisit the scripture. We look at Acts chapter 1 as our theme today is sudden promise, sudden promise. If we look at Acts chapter 1 and we read verse 4, it reads, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And so this is how we find ourselves. This is the post-resurrected Christ speaking before his ascension. And we know that Pentecost, the number 50, is where that is derived from. And we know that Christ walked the earth for 40 days, and then this is 10 days after his ascension. And so much can be said about Pentecostal being about the event of Pentecost, which is also the Feast of Weeks, and certainly it is a celebration of the harvest or the first fruits of the wheat harvest. And so this was not the first time that this feast showed up. It was the first time that the Holy Spirit descended in the way that it descended at that particular time. And so this is why we found devout Jews from all over the place. They were in Jerusalem, for it was a high holy season. And as we look at Pentecost, we moved away from the Passion Week until the Pentecost day or Pentecost season. And certainly we need to understand the origins of it. It is also called Whit Sunday or White Sunday. And so we see people wearing white at one time, maybe more so in the past than now, but it was Whit Sunday or White Sunday in parts of the world, because it represented those that had been baptized on Whit Sunday, and they were walking around wearing white. So we also see the color red on Pentecost Sunday, which represents the fire of God and also represents the wind of God. And so it is important that we get involved in things that we don't really know why we do what we do, but it's important to search out the history and certainly to educate ourselves. And it was also a point in history when in Judaism where during the Feast of Weeks that they would wave bread in the air as a symbol of what God has done, not unleavened bread, but leavened bread as the symbol of what God has done, how he has freed them from bondage and freed them from sin. And certainly it is a time when offerings were made up to God, sin offerings and burnt offerings and offerings of thanksgiving. And so we need to know in every season that we are always to be thankful unto God for what he has done, what he is doing, and certainly what he will do. And certainly that's just a little bit of the history of Pentecost and why we do what we do and why we wear what we wear and why we say what we say. But the topic for today is sudden promise. And we see in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, that Christ said, wait for the promise of the Father. And certainly we know that John had already baptized with water, but certainly we know that this is the baptism of the Holy Spirit here. And as we look at the word sudden, sudden is something unexpected, something, and we can look at both extremities of life. A person is not here, but when they are born, we know that they're coming, but it, when it happens, it is sudden. And certainly we know that we did not come here to stay, that it is appointed to man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And so death comes sudden. We can say we're preparing for it. We know it's going to happen, but death is sudden. You breathe in and you breathe out, and that's it for the last time. And so all through life, things happen suddenly. We have sudden tragedies. We have sudden wins. We have sudden losses. We have sudden victories. And certainly our situation can change suddenly. We can be poor today and rich tomorrow. We can be rich today and poor tomorrow. Certainly we can have a car one minute, and then suddenly we don't have a car. I was talking to someone at work a little earlier today, and they're saying, they had certain tasks to fulfill during the workday. And they said, but now my car just won't start now. And so now that changes the whole plan for the day. And so suddenness changes our plan for the day. It changes our plan for the season. And certainly I believe in this particular time and this particular day and hour that God will do things, and he continues to do things suddenly. But certainly I believe him for the sudden promise. God promised that he would not leave us comfortless, but certainly that he would send us a comforter, the paraclete, to walk with us, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to bring all things to our remembrance. And so here we have these disciples of Christ, these followers of Christ, and he told them to wait in Jerusalem, and here they are in the upper room, and they've been waiting for a few days. And sometimes when you wait, you get discouraged. Sometimes when you wait, you get frustrated. Sometimes when you wait, it seems like it's never going to happen. And certainly waiting is something that I wouldn't wish on anyone, but it's something that we all have to do. For the Bible says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord. And certainly God requires us to wait. For they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle, according to prophet Isaiah. And so waiting is a part of life. And certainly we can all think about something we have to do. Lines come with waiting. When you go to the airport, you have to stand on line and wait. It's frustrating and it's annoying. When you go to the supermarket, you have to stand on line and wait. It's frustrating and it's annoying. Wherever you go in life, if you go to a concert, if you go to the movie, you have to stand in line and wait. And it seems like the wait is forever. Sometimes you have to wait in traffic. But I encourage you to persevere, because there are those times you could be standing on the line in the grocery store and you could be next, and the person in front of you has a ton of groceries, and it seems like they're never going to finish. And then a register opens up next to them, next to that person, and suddenly, just like that, you're the first person in line. And certainly we have to believe God that he will give us our promises suddenly. He will give sudden victory. He will give sudden blessings. And so, and this is what happened here in the Bible. God sent his Holy Spirit suddenly, and certainly it was something that hadn't happened before. And so God, what did God do? He dealt with a lot of things. He dealt with language and culture, And so this broke down all cultural barriers, all language barriers, and certainly immediately everyone heard in their own language, in their own tongue. Certainly they didn't need a translator. They didn't need a Rosetta Stone. They didn't need anything because they heard of what God needed to do at that time. And we know as we read further, we know that Peter would tell them, listen, God promised that he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. And so this is a community activity. And this is a activity of faith because God told them to wait on the promise. And so they had to trust and believe that God was going to do what he said he would do. And then this particular, the sudden promise has a lot to do with the generations. For he says, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. The Holy Spirit has a place for everybody, for the young, for the old, for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white. Whatever country you're from, whatever nation you're from, God wants to do it suddenly. He suddenly unites everybody in this wind, this rushing, mighty wind. And certainly we know that wind changes things. And so we have to be open and receptive of the wind of God, because the wind of God brings change. And change is inevitable. And so we have to be ready when change happens. Otherwise, you'll get left in the dust. You'll get lost in the source. You'll be left behind. You'll be passed over because you didn't move when God moves. And so many people today are lost and stuck in the same place because they simply did not move when God required them to move. They did not receive the word of God. They did not apply the word of God to their life. And so these people that were in the upper room, those that were outside, everyone that heard and that was around, they were in the right place at the right time. And how many times can we think that maybe we've missed out in life because we were not at the right place at the right time? So it behooves us to be in the right place and at the right time, because if not, you will miss the move of God. You will miss the wind of God. You will miss the fire of God. You will miss the language of God, the speech of God. And so wherever you are today, whatever you're doing today, make sure you're in the right place with God. Make sure that you connected through his word, through his through prayer, through righteous Christian living, to be ready for the sudden promise. Because just that quick, Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just as quickly as God gives something, God can take something away. And so we know when the man was by the pool a certain time of year, the water was troubled. And so if he missed that, if you missed that moment in time, that's it. It's not going to happen again until the next season. And so in this season, be prepared for the sudden promises of God. For the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. And I believe that the songwriter today, many of them have captured the moments of Pentecost, and they can sum up the whole story as certain in a song. And so Andre Crouch said, like a river that has overflowed, like a river that has overflowed, come and fill our hearts, Lord, like a river that has overflowed, like the rushing of a mighty wind, like the rushing of a mighty wind, come and fill our hearts again, just like the rushing of a mighty wind. And certainly today we want God to fill our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits, our thoughts with his spirit, because there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And so the Bible says here that they were with one accord. The oneness of God. God is not the author of confusion. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so today we need to tap in to the oneness of God. You can't serve two masters. You're going to have to make a decision and certainly let the winds of change blow in your life. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Like the rushing of a mighty wind, like the rushing of a mighty wind, come and fill our hearts again, just like the rushing of a mighty wind. A mighty wind,
like the rushing of a mighty wind,
Lord, come and
fill our hearts again,
just like the rushing of a mighty wind, like a river
that
has overflowed. Just like a river
that has
overflowed, Lord, come and
fill
our hearts once more. Just like a river
that has
overflowed, oh, oh, oh. And let the people come for miles around as you send your spirit down just to revive your church, to revive your church again. Come in like the rushing of a mighty wind. Oh, like the rushing. How many of you want revival? I know you do. Of a mighty wind, Lord, come and
fill
our hearts again. Just like the rushing of a mighty wind.
Overflow,
fill us up, Lord, like a
river.
Let your river that has overflowed, Lord, come and
fill
once more. Let it overflow, Lord. I beg you to let it overflow.
The
first before you, Lord, let the river overflow. Yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! Oh, the rushing,
like the rushing of a mighty wind,
like the rushing
of a mighty wind.
Come and fill
our hearts
number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. You can call in and give us a shout out.
We want to see people filled, Lord. We're tired of the same old. Hallelujah, don't skip over our generation and show another generation. But we want to see a move, Lord. We want to see the love, Lord.
That is our prayer today, that the Lord would fill our hearts like a rushing wind. Studio 619-924-0800. Certainly, again, shout out to listeners. Shout out to Brother Elijah Wiggins and Silver. Doesn't want to end and sharing with us. God bless. Have a caller. God bless you.
God bless you, Reverend Townsend. It's good to be back with you. I've been missing from a couple of Saturdays. This is Sister Barbara Thompson from St. John Baptist Church in Inwood. Reverend Dr. Gregory K. Stanislaus is our pastor. It was certainly good to hear the word that you spoke today. It brought back memories. 3 years ago, under Pastor Stanislaus, we started the Book of Acts. And Lord willing, on June 6th, we will finish the last chapter of Acts and move on to the next book in the Bible. I always enjoy listening to you and your members. And the words that come from the different guest preachers, speakers, as well as hearing the word directly from you. Lord willing, also on the first Sunday in June, June 4th, we will have the pleasure at St. John Baptist Church in Inwood of having the moderator, Reverend Philip McDowell, come bring the message at 10 a.m. on our Sunday service as we celebrate Reverend Stanislaus's 26th anniversary. And we do thank you for visiting with us a few Sundays ago on Mother's Day, you and your father. And just continue to keep your hands in God's hands and know that your ministry is blessed. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Number in studio, 619-924-0800. Again, thank you for calling in, Sister Thompson. Shout out also to Reverend Stanislaus as well. God bless you and congratulations. 619-924-0800. We have a few minutes. Don't let this hour pass you by.
Come on down, Lord. Come on down.
on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. 619-924-0800 is our number in studio. Certainly as we all things today about the Holy Spirit, about Pentecost, and certainly we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, certainly, for God is able to keep us by his Spirit. One more song before we come back and close out. That was Bishop Ronald E. Brown, Come On Down, and before that, there was Mighty Wind, Andre Crouch, and certainly the Holy Ghost, Milton Brunson. Our listeners for sharing with us on this Saturday, May the 27th, 2023. We pray that something was said through word or song to bless you on this Saturday afternoon. And certainly as we leave one week and go into the next week, certainly we want you to believe God for the sudden promise. Believe that God will do just what he said he would do. Wait for the promise, for the promises of God, all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. And certainly God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for your life. God has some promises in your life. And we encourage you to wait until the promise is fulfilled in your life and your situation, knowing that it will not be like this always, but certainly that God will send a change your way. He will send the wind of change to turn some things around in your life. He will send his Spirit upon you and in you to dwell inside of you, to lead you and guide you to make the right decisions in life. Again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our prayer today for you is that you would be all that God would have you to be, that God would keep you covered in his blood. And certainly, if you missed any part of this episode, we want you to know that immediately following this episode, You can listen to the entire episode in its entirety here on Block Talk Radio, on Apple iTunes, on Spotify. All of our shows are archived. And certainly we're going to close with this selection, Miss CeCe Winans, and that will be our conclusion for today, our prayer today. Again, thank you for all of our listeners in the North, South, East, and West. Thank you for all that make this possible. Thank you for your love, your support, and your prayers. Certainly, we love you. God bless you. CeCe Winans, fire. God bless you. Until next week, fire.
Utterance, just like he did it before.